Hey friends, this is Josh and Katie Walters.
We've been married for 22 years, have 7 kids, and are on staff at our local church, run a nonprofit out of Togo, West Africa, and have been to hell and back with each other.
We love connecting with couples who want to keep it real, talk about where they are and what they're going through, but who are also committed to growing and getting to a new place.
Like any family, our days are long and the weeks are busy. A good date night can be hard to come by, whether it's a walk around the neighborhood
or a fancy night out. This podcast will tee up a topic each week to help ensure your conversation is building intimacy. Let's jump in.
Each week on the podcast, we'll spend a few minutes introducing a question, let you in on how we've processed it, and invite you to go and do the same. Typically, we'll take a few minutes to set you up with a question for your date night. And in this episode, we want to discuss, do you need anything more from me in our romantic relationship? Come on. Now, y'all know one of the rules of this podcast for Josh and I that we just made up is that we don't pre-talk about these questions. We legit answer them as if we're sitting at date night, because one, we want to make sure that we don't tee up questions for you that you're going to argue about all night. That is, there's nothing worse than paying to fight on a date night. But also, you know, just to guide you through the fact that it takes vulnerability and intimacy to hear new information from somebody that you might not know.
And it can take some time. Experience. Like the more you tee up a question and talk about it, I feel like a lot of times it's like,
let me think through
sit on that for a minute and then carefully put my words together to make sure I maximize this opportunity.
Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to tell them one thing we talked about in our small group that started last week, our new marriage, same couple small group from the book that we wrote, is we told each couple that sometimes it can be hard to hear how that other couple perceives you. But what you're really doing is you're offering them the gift of their perspective. And other people's perspective actually really does help us grow. It matters. It makes a difference to know that we may think we're one way, but we're actually being perceived a different way. So in all these questions on date night, if you can create a safe space to just open your heart, be humble in a non-conflict time and hear, okay, how am I being perceived? I really believe it's going to give you perspective to help grow and move forward to a new place. So, J-Dub, do you need anything more from me in our romantic relationship?
Yeah. You know, now that you ask the question. No, I think I would say when it comes to sex, I'm satisfied. Don't know that you need to make any changes there. I do think, though, my top love language, either be physical touch or words of affirmation, probably still physical touch would be at the top. But I think the number of times over the course of a week, if we were to take count of how many times you either grab me or I'm walking by and you're like, give me a kiss or
That would be a low count. I know where you're going with this. Yeah.
So I think I'm, if I'm leaving the house, sometimes like you haven't done it and I will realize I've done it a lot. So when I go to leave, I'll just say bye instead of coming to kiss you because I'm like, I do it all the time. I want her to come and kiss me, you know, and so I'll walk out of the house and feel like I'm being rebellious because I'm like, I'll see you later. Love you. You know, or whatever. And so I think hey, he's about to leave. I need to get some sugar.
That's really good for me to hear because you're right. I'm terrible at that. And you know what I noticed about myself? This is vulnerable too, but I think I like to touch you more in public than even I do when we're home. Because if I'm out with you or we're sitting in church or I want to touch you, like, I'm like, is that like a claiming situation? I don't know.
At least you don't pee on me. Like, you're marking your territory.
It's really true. Like maybe it's all selfishly motivated because when I'm at home, I really don't. You're right. I've got to just prioritize that. And I remember that book I read that said when you got home from work, like drop what you're doing and going and hugging them. And I thought like, oh my gosh, that's so challenging.
And this is a nuance, like next level kind of thing. I do feel like for my physical touch tank is full. That's just a little like, I do think anytime I could go on and on rolling over in bed or getting in the shower or changing into anything or just walking through the kitchen. It's like I seldom ever see you doing anything and don't think, touch her in some way. So,
that's good.
Yeah. How about you?
Okay.
Well, I can think of a few if you want me to put them on the table for you.
No.
I know of some ways I can get better. I'll give you one while you think about
it. Okay.
One of which would be I have acquired over the years a very large list of holiday greeting cards.
That's true.
That Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, you name it, that I'm pretty good at buying cards of thinking of you, but I am not as good in executing the writing of those cards. And so I think for you, the words of affirmation is probably more gifts in terms of what it touches on for you. But like, and it can be small, like a card, a letter, but something that shows some like thought and execution that you're on my mind and I'm loving you today, you know?
Yeah, it's true. But honestly, like one thing that shifted for me is even that Valentine's morning where I told you, you know, we're in New York and you got up so early, it was freezing, and went and got me a cup of coffee and you didn't even hesitate to do that. But that was a like big deal for me because it was acts of service, but it was also a gift because it was like the fun in the middle of pressure. And I knew I need to spend time with God and I cannot do it without a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And so I just really needed it. So I would say for me, it's more like the thing that, and this is again, like a next level thing, but if you could just be thinking ahead to like, I know she's going to be wanting fun or any conversation. Like we just had the financial conversation, but for you to say like, hey, once we finish that, can you imagine how much fun we're going to have? Then we're going to do this. Or I know we can't do a vacation now over spring break, but we are going to do one. Or like if you help me or know like, gosh, you've had a hard couple of days, I brought you this. Like if you just keep it focused on the light that you know I'm going to need and take care of me, which you do.
No, I don't do that.
No, you really do. And if I ask you, you always do it.
Well, but, yeah, if you ask me, but I do think my natural, a lot of that is just vision and doing a better job casting vision for life and fun and memories. And like, it's so kind of your sweet spot, but I do not.
Yeah. But it's the same as physical touch. It's wild. Cause like I'm driven towards it and I think about it all the time. And physical touch, like I do not think about, you know? So isn't that crazy how you have two different people trying to serve each other's needs that are really, really different, you know?
Yeah. And one thing unique to this question, do you need anything more from me in our romantic relationship is
I didn't connect that to the romance, but it was connected.
Yeah. No, what I was going to say was you and I, our default without having talked about this was to defer to the five love languages. Like we're talking about physical touch, words of affirmation, gifts. So if you haven't read that or heard of that, it's just a great framework as you're thinking about what are the needs that I have to feel loved by my spouse. Because for some of you, like Katie's, one of her top love languages is gifts, and it's small things that communicate love. Whereas for me, physical touch and words of affirmation. Another one is quality time. What's the fifth one? Service. Acts of service. Yeah, that's it. So anyway, those may be a helpful starting point for you as you're thinking about, is there anything more that I need? One of those very likely touch on ways that you feel loved or show love. More times than not, we tend to show love in the ways that we desire it for ourselves. And so it can be a bit of a flex to show your spouse theirs.
That's right. And just remember to keep it open, keep it safe, vulnerable, and humble. We've been in so many different seasons where the answer to that has been like, well, I actually need sex or I actually need you to be kind, you know? So it's good to hear that perspective.
And it's great. It's good to hear it. And then it's great to see your spouse do it because, man, life is busy and hard. It's not a matter of like, are you going to find yourself in seasons where you need a lot more romantically. It's like we all are. And it's okay for you to be able to say that. But then the sweet thing is for you to watch the only person who can do that for you make those changes and do
it. Right.
So be encouraged if that's where you are and don't be offended to have the conversation.
That's right. I'm going to pray for us. So Lord, we thank you for this time. I thank you for date night. I thank you for marriage, Lord. I know that you fight for us even more than we're trying to fight for ourselves. But I ask that we can really take authority over just this ground that could seek to divide us. Father, but instead that it could heal us, that it can move us forward. I pray that we hear with open ears and hearts how we could better serve each other romantically, and then we could put it into practice and make these marriages the marriages that you have dreamed of for us. Thank you so much. We love you. In your name, amen. Amen.